Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praise as we continue our celebration of the Easter season and especially this Divine Mercy Sunday. May we never be despairing, but always trust in your mercy, that they're new every morning, your mercies are new every morning, and that you have life and life in abundance for each one of us. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. So I love the fact that we read out of the Acts of the Apostles during the season of Easter. We don't read from the Old Testament because we're celebrating the power of the Holy Spirit and the power of the resurrection in the early church community. And on this Divine Mercy Sunday, you know, I want to invite us to pray like Peter did, to cut people to the heart, to really get serious about our work as members of the body of Christ, the work of evangelization, that people will understand that we're never too far gone. There's always a way out of the reality of sin in our broken world. And I sat down some days ago with somebody who was just in a horrible spirit of despair and really doubting God's mercy. Some choices were made that were bad, and they just didn't think there was a way out of it. So I did everything in my power to say, hey, nothing's impossible with God. You know, the power of his love is greater than the choices you've made, and there's always hope. But it was really hard because the person was just in a horrible pit of despair. And so many people in our world are like that. You know, Paul tells us this, we've all fallen short of the glory of God, and we're all sinners. We're all sinners, and so we all need God's grace and help and mercy to help us. And so Divine Mercy Sunday is a wonderful opportunity for us to be renewed. And am I really a person of mercy? First and foremost, do I believe in the mercy of God? I remember a couple of years ago walking out of the confessional, and the Lord spoke a word to me and said, I'm so happy that you're here reminding people of my mercy, but you're not believing it for yourself. And a number of things had happened in my life that were just causing a lot of doubt, kind of a crisis of faith, and I'll never forget that. It just stopped me dead in my tracks. It's like, you're telling other people about God's mercy, but you don't believe it for yourself. Do you believe in God's mercy? Are you bound by something in your past that's tying you down and oppressing you, and you don't believe that God can make all things new? That's what Divine Mercy Sunday is all about, that, you know, when the disciples, we just went through this last week during Holy Week, when they thought everything was lost and gone, they spent 3 years following him, they finally come to faith, you are the Son of God, Peter's confession, Matthew 18, and then this is your exit strategy? You're going to be crucified and delivered up into the hands of sinful men and be put to death? I mean, that was really upsetting to them. But guess what? He's back. I said this on Easter Sunday. He came back. And he comes back constantly to help us. To help us because we're all fallen, we all make stupid choices, but we're not condemned to live by those, and we can always find a way out and learn from our past mistakes and experience the wonderful mercy of God. And people need to hear that in the world today. I mean, I just had a classmate, he was a year behind me. He had to repeat one of the grades, but his son just took his life. 23 years old, the prime of his life and going to college, and what happened? What happened in that life that caused this person to have so much pain or trauma that they think the only way out is to take your life and end it? Isn't that sad? We need to hear the good news that Jesus is Lord, he forgives us, we have hope in him at all times in our lives. And we want to be witnesses to that and the power of God's love in our own lives. But if you don't believe it for yourself, you can't really spread it to other people, right? I mean, you can to a certain extent, and you know, I can celebrate confession, but that day the Lord's like, you'd be a much better confessor if you draw upon this for yourself and talk about it in a convincing way to the people that come in here who are downtrodden and upset by the way their life is going and so forth. So we have to believe ourselves. I believe because I've experienced the goodness of God and his mercy in my own life, and I know that he is a God of second chances, and third and fourth and fifth and sixth and on and on and on, right? Amen? So we are witnesses of these things, and the example of Thomas, and I didn't watch it. I usually watch this before this Divine Mercy Sunday, but I'm a little behind on things. But there's this fictional movie called Risen that I watched in the theater on, I think it was Pentecost Sunday years ago. And it's fictional. It's about a Roman soldier who went to prove that Jesus really did not resurrect from the dead. So he's trying to prove this, and then he gets zapped and ends up encountering Jesus and becoming a believer and a follower of Christ himself and leaves the Roman army and everything. But the scene they had with Thomas, the scene that we have in the gospel today, when I heard this as a kid, I always thought, well, doubting Thomas, and you know, and Jesus reprimanded him for not believing. And the movie has a completely different take on that. It's, oh, Thomas, come here, come here. Feel my hands. And he grabs his face and cups his face affectionately. It wasn't at all like I grew up thinking. And I thought, you know, that's probably more like Jesus would have encountered him at this situation, showing him mercy and saying, hey, whatever you need to do to believe, just don't be unbelieving, believe. So we need to be like that to the people around us too. You know, when you find somebody who's despairing, send them a note, send them a text, send them an email, call them on the phone and say, hey, I'd just like to take a moment and pray with you because you feel, I feel like you're really lost and you don't have a lot of hope right now. And I want to pray with you as a brother, as a friend in Christ for the Holy Spirit to move in your life, to bring you to a place of experiencing God's mercy. All of us can do that. I do it in a special way in confession. I love hearing confessions, but you know, that's not your role, but you can reach out to your friends around you who are despairing and doubting God's goodness and mercy and do something on behalf of Jesus for them. Amen? And we need more lay people to step up to the plate and do that because we're diminishing the priests and everything, you know. If you look at the vocations poster, I said this on one of the Holy Week celebrations, the numbers got cut in half this year. When I went to put the poster up, it's like half the men that were on there last year are not on there anymore. It's like, what happened? They left or something. So we all need to just embrace the vocation God has given us, and we all can be credible witnesses to God's mercy. And St. Thomas, he's our patron saint here in this parish. He came to faith, and he laid down his life. They believe he went to India and laid down his life and for the Lord and so forth. And so understand, too, that many people doubt God's mercy. And so today, God just arranges everything. I'm amazed at how the Holy Spirit's orchestrating things in my own organization. And I met with somebody who gave me this message from Anne, Direction for Our Times. And I read this years ago, but I think it's very fitting to read this now about God's mercy. And don't ever give up on people. If you're praying for family members who have fallen away from their faith, don't ever give up on them because God doesn't give up on us. Amen. So listen to this. Allow the Holy Spirit to just penetrate your heart with these beautiful words. Dear apostles, I love you. I love you perfectly and completely. My love for you never diminishes despite any mistakes you may make. I am with you in each moment of your day. In each life, there come difficult moments and sorrowful situations. I'm there, steadying you. I provide great graces when great graces are needed. Some souls reject me and reject the graces I bring. Do I abandon those souls? Do I take my graces and turn my back? I tell you today, dear friends, I do not. I remain by that soul, giving graces freely despite his rejection. I do this because I long for each soul to return to me. I do this so that every soul, regardless of the darkness they are choosing, has something heavenly with which to compare the darkness. Do you understand? When you approach a soul who has rejected me, who lives in darkness, you bring a light which illuminates the graces all around that soul and that soul's life. You will never find a person living on earth who has no grace near him. The grace of the Father hovers nearby, always ready to rush into that soul at the least openness. Therefore, walk in peace, of course, but also understand that all you need to do is approach another. You carry my light within you. You cannot help but do this if you love me and serve me. Your very presence in a room will ensure that others become aware, not only of the grace that surrounds you, but of the grace that surrounds them. No soul is abandoned while there is hope, and hope remains until a soul permanently rejects me. Therefore, do not ever think that it is useless to bring me to another, regardless of their condition. Please contemplate this concept in silence, and you will understand its power. So, Lord, help us never to give up on people and to be ready at all times to encourage one another while it's still today. We ask this through Christ our Lord.